Good afternoon to everyone. First of all, I wanted to remark that today is the day of the memorial service for George Floyd in Minneapolis, and I wanted to join really all those across the nation in expressing our respect for his life and for the reminder that his life gives us the importance of equal justice and equal treatment under the laws. Today, thank you for joining me for today's COVID-19 daily update. I'm joined by Dr. Nate Smith, Secretary of Health, and today also Dr. Dillahay of the Department of Health, and appreciate her leadership and her joining us today as well. First, we have a lot to cover just in terms of information that I think is helpful to our Kansans as they make decisions, they plan, and they live their lives. Yesterday, we had 8,067 cases. Today, we have an additional 358 cases. That brings the total to 8,425. In terms of deaths, we had 142 deaths. It's a plus 9 additional Arkansans. That brings us to 151. In terms of hospitalizations, we have a minus 1 in hospitalization. That brings us from 138 to 137 that are hospitalized. In terms of the cases, again, we see a predominance in Northwest Arkansas, with Washington County being the number one county for new COVID cases at 111, Benton County 92, and then it drops down in Pulaski County to 34. Our testing was a very good 24 hours. We tested 4,350 tests, and that is a positivity rate of 5.2%. We now have 2,355 active cases in Arkansas. And then I wanted to go to the slides, and we're going to break this down by region again. First, you see the traditional slide on the number of cases here, new cases in Arkansas, and you can see the trend line. If you go to the next one, you'll see the 7-day rolling average, and our trend line still for the second wave is up, and we have some work to do. If you go to the next slide, is the current number of hospitalized Arkansans, and that hopefully will be more level there, the trend line, but we have a lot of cases out there, so that is likely to go up, but it is still at a manageable level. And then if you look at the next slide, and this is what I wanted to spend some time on, is by the regions today. And here's the public health regions that we have, and it's broken down by Northeast, Central, Southeast, and it's the, and we're just looking at the new community cases. So we had 358 new cases today, and so this is what I asked to have broken down. And of the 358 new cases, 234 of those cases were in the Northwest section, which is large, but 65% there, 5.3% in Southwest, 10% in the Central, in the Southeast, 3.4%, and in the Northeast, 8.7%. That's really helpful to put in perspective as to where we are in different parts of the state. And as we've, as Dr. Smith has said before, we really have 7 different trend lines in Arkansas. We have 7 different epidemics in Arkansas that are coming and going at different points. And then if you go to the next few slides, we'll see this, the 7-day rolling average of new cases in the different regions. This first region is in the Northeast region. Now, you got to be mindful that whenever you see where they are right now, this is at about 30 cases a day, new cases, a little bit less than that, 28. And so that's in the right direction, and it's a modest number of cases. Go to the next one. we'll go through these quickly. Northwest, now you got to see this because this is now 150 trend line, and so you can see the number of cases, even though it was flat for so long in Northwest Arkansas, they were thought that they were past it all. In fact, when we opened it up on May 4th, they didn't have anything, and all of a sudden, they've had that second wave, which is actually their first wave, and that's really important to see. Whereas statewide, if you look at the numbers, we had one peak in April. They didn't have really a peak, and now they are peaking here in June. And so that's Northwest. You go to the next one, you see the Southwest region, which this is at 35 cases, and this is largely in DeQueen, Sevier County, those cases there. But you can see, again, they're flat, and they've had this spike. The next one, which is the central region, Little Rock area, central Arkansas, and there you've actually had, reflecting more of our state, you had one peak in April, it came down, and then there's a little bit of trend line. Obviously, we're testing more is a large part of it, and a large number of cases that come in because we're testing more. And then you go to the southeast region, which is, they did have actually, here again, two epidemics, two different trend lines, because here they have two different peaks, and they're now back down to a flat level. Now, some in southeast Arkansas says, well, you're not testing enough down here. So I asked Dr. Smith, and maybe we'll do this tomorrow, and that's to break down the 3,500 tests that we do, break that down by region, and see how our testing is by region. So we're going to take a look at that in the coming days, and then let's see if there's, and this is all of them combined, the different regions, and you can see there each one of them has a different trend line, a different epidemic, a different time frame, and of course we're looking at the ones that are spiking right now as the areas of great concern. So partly simply more testing being done, but you can also see that more testing still gives us a flat trend line in southeast Arkansas. Southeast Arkansas, central Arkansas is looking better as well. And then if you go to the next slide, this goes back to our testing. And again, remember this, 10% national, I think World Health Organization talks about a 5% positivity rate. Here, we've been fairly consistent with our new level of testing that it is in the 5 to 7% range. Today is a little bit over 5. Some days it drops down under 5. I like our positivity rate, and that's something that should be encouraging to us as we test more and more. Our positivity rate is staying fairly consistent there. And then I wanted to review again, if you go to the next one, again, the gating criteria. Now, I'm getting the impression that a lot of America is not paying a whole lot of attention to the original gating criteria through phase one and phase two. They're making their decisions based upon a lot of local factors and regional factors, and that's exactly what it says, is that the state and local officials may need to tailor the application of these criteria to local circumstances and regional areas of the state. And so that is important to remember, because sometimes it's just cited that these are locked in, and first of all, they recognize that these criteria are simply guidelines that we have to adapt to Arkansas and where we are and when we can enter the next phase. And the other important point is, we satisfy, the downward trajectory of flu-like symptoms, downward trajectory of COVID-like symptoms, cases. Our trajectory of cases for 14 days is clearly not downward statewide. It is by some regions. But the other one is the downward trajectory of positive tests as percent of total tests. Now, a flat line is good enough for me. If we maintain a consistent level of low numbers below the standards for our positivity rate, that's a good sign, and I think that's an indication that we're going in the right direction. Hospitals, again, we're in good shape there. We have plenty of hospital space that we have to continue to keep an eye on. And then if you go to the final one, it's phase two. How do we get to phase two? I was on a call today with business people. They said, how can we get to phase two? When are we going to get to phase two? Well, first of all, we're all opened up, but we do have a desire to lift some of the restrictions, particularly in the restaurants that want to be able to do more business and to have an economic pattern that works for their industry. And so phase two is for states and regions with no evidence of a rebound and that satisfy the gating criteria a second time. And here again, has there been a rebound or is it simply that we have been testing more? I believe that in Northwest Arkansas, there is actually not the rebound, but the first peak that we're going, the first hill that we're going up there with the increase in cases, both because of the spread, but also because of the increased testing that we have. And so I hope that helps in perspective. We're going to continue to look at this by region, recognizing that we have different epidemics and different time frames in Arkansas. And while we've kept our state together, and there's a lot of wisdom in that, we want to make sure that we are looking at the region separately and giving good counsel and advice in each of those regions as we fight this virus. Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Governor. I'd like to give a little bit more information on some of the numbers that the governor provided, a little bit more detail. The governor mentioned we had 358 new cases. Two of those were from correctional facilities, so 356 are community cases. Of our current total, 8,425 cases, 2,355 are active. Of those, 95 are in nursing homes, 43 in correctional facilities, and so we have 2,217 active cases in the community. The governor mentioned that we have 137 hospitalized. That's a net decrease of one from yesterday. 48 of those, or 35%, are in the Northwest region. We currently have 32 on a ventilator. That's an increase of two from yesterday. We have had nine additional deaths for a total of 151. Now, about five or six of those deaths were actually from nursing homes, and they had passed away earlier but had not been reported to us. So that's not representing nine people having passed away in the last 24 hours. We have recovered 5,919. That's 202 more than yesterday. In terms of where these cases are, the governor's mentioned that Benton and Washington counties continue to be our top two counties for cases, and Pulaski County is third at 34, but that's it's about half of what we reported from them yesterday. We also have 12 from Crittenden County and 10 from Sevier County, which is a significant decrease in the number of new cases there, and all the other counties are fewer than 10 new cases. Of our new cases, approximately 50% have Spanish surnames. We'll be doing a more detailed analysis of our active cases for tomorrow. The governor mentioned the testing. We are, for the month, we've done 12,199. So that represents really 3 days of testing this month. So we are actually ahead of pace to hit 120,000. Of the 4,350 tests that were done yesterday, 824 were done in the public health lab of the Arkansas Department of Health. That's the first time we've done more than 800 in a single 24-hour period of time. And I want to really express my appreciation for the staff of the public health lab who are working very hard to bring on new technologies, working basically 24/7. And under excellent leadership, Dr. Baker and Dr. Katie Seeley. The UAMS has also did over 300 tests yesterday, so we're doing well in terms of our testing goals. And testing combined with the contact tracing is really the key public health interventions that we have to combat this this outbreak, along with education of the public, which we're doing right now, and the restrictions that we've put on businesses, which we are we're looking at carefully. We cannot continue those forever, but up to this point, they've kept our cases to a manageable level in terms of hospitalizations. And with that, I'd like to turn it back over to the governor.
And with that, we'll take any questions.
Your discussion of phase two, are you going to make an announcement too soon about entering phase two in a particular region, or?
There's been no I do understand your point. Obviously, I sort of laid the foundation for five different regions and different timelines. We're looking at that. No decision has been made on that. We'll have probably more information next week as to we want to evaluate through the weekend where we are in terms of our cases, and we'll evaluate it then.
You'll get the possibility of different regions going to phase two at different times?
That's a possibility. I think whenever you look at and we want to look at the test. Are we testing enough in southeast Arkansas? We want to look at that factor. We want to look at the trend line more carefully. But, you know, if it's a flat trend line and they meet the criteria for going into phase two, it's hard to hold them back. But we also recognize, you know, the other part of the consideration is that, Northwest Arkansas, you know, made the argument that they should go into phase two. Well, you know, they've gone up now, and so and once you go into a new phase, it's hard to roll it back. And so we just want to be careful and make the right judgment on there. But that's something that we're looking at, and we'll make a decision on that next week.
I guess just to follow up. Why are you? I know in the past you said you wanted a statewide approach, so. Is there some reason you're looking at that more now than in the past?
Because we want to get to phase two. It's important to get there, and we're not ready to go there yet as a state, but it requires us to ask the question under these gating criteria, has other areas, certain regions of our state met that criteria? And while we stay together, I think you have to ask the question at some point, do we want to release one region to go to phase two? So we'll be talking about that more next week. Yes, ma'am.
Governor, are any of the new cases associated with breakouts in facilities? In certain facilities?
Are with what facilities?
Are any of the new cases associated with like poultry facilities?
Dr. Smith, you want to address that?
We have, of course, had clusters in a number of different workplaces. Of these 358 new cases, I don't have information on those. You know, it takes a little bit of analysis to tie those together. We haven't had time to do that. With these 358, we'll be doing an analysis of active cases. I'll present that tomorrow, and we should have some new numbers on that.
And in fact, I did this once before. We want to do it again. And so Monday of this week, we had round numbers about 190 new cases. I've asked, and Dr. Smith's team has looked at that, I want to have a report tomorrow and breakdown on those 190 cases and what our contact tracing has shown. And I think that will allow us to explore into that more deeply to answer your question. Is there any question remotely?
One ask a little more on the possibility of going by region on phase two. I know you said that's under consideration. How exactly could the state enforce that by region? how would businesses be able to figure this out? Any concern with respect to kind of confusion if it would cause around the state kind of dividing it up that way?
Well, stay tuned. There'll be more on that later if we make that judgment, but I don't want to get into any more details on that possibility because that might not happen. It's just something when you look at the different trend lines, I think an honest evaluation says you've got to at least consider that. And so we want to look at the numbers more, and we'll make a decision next week. But until then, I'm not going to speculate on how that will operate in detail. I heard a lady ask a question. Remotely.
Governor, this is Naum Dominguez. I have a question for Dr. Smith. Can you bring us the breakdown for the Latino death, please? Thank you.
I don't have a new breakdown for the deaths. Yesterday, there were, I believe, five deaths amongst Latinos, but I'll bring a more detailed breakdown on that tomorrow.
Was there another question remotely?
Yes, Governor, good afternoon. Neil Gladner. Just within the last hour, there was a report from Jonesboro that seven ASU athletes have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, clearly, they haven't been together long enough to have got it as cool as you wouldn't think, but what does that tell us about future guidance having to do with athletics?
I think the reality is that that's not a surprise. You have athletes, and of course you got to recognize this is a fairly large number of athletes will be coming back for training, and they're coming from different cities across the country. And they come in, and we have seven positives. That, I think, is going to be expected in multiple campuses across the state. And the universities are prepared to address that and deal with that. And so that's what we've got to do. So I did see the letter that Dr. Danfus sent out to the students in reference to that. I thought it was well constructed and lets them know of what's going on and how it's going to be handled. And then was there any other question?
Yes, Governor. This is Donna Terrell from Fox 16. I'm just making sure you can hear me.
I can hear you perfectly now, Donna.
Good. I was trying to talk and I couldn't get through. I do have a question for either you or Dr. Smith. I'm wondering how concerned are you about the potential spread of the virus because of the protests? We've had protests all over the state, and some people are wearing masks, some of them are not. Are you concerned that that could cause a potential spike?
I know Dr. Smith has something to say about that. Sure, anytime you have large gatherings of people and you have different levels of concern, and in some instances you have people from a broad geographic area that comes to them, that's exactly the reason you have limitations on size. As I pointed out the other day, there is a large percent that's wearing face coverings that's helpful to protect others, but it is in some instances close contact, and that is a concern. It's certainly respectful of their right, and that's important for them to be able to express themselves during this time, but that's something that we hope they'll all be careful of and mindful of. And you know, someone made the comment, well, you're out protesting, so does that mean there's no COVID-19 problem anymore? And sometimes young people react in that way. And so we can't look at this and say this is that we're back to normal. We're not, and we need to maintain those safety precautions. Dr. Smith?
I'd agree with that. I think that it is possible to gather together to express First Amendment rights, to make a statement about injustice, but to do it in a way that's safe. And we have guidelines for large outdoor venues. If they're followed, they should reduce the chance or minimize the chance of the spread of COVID-19. The virus doesn't really matter why you're gathering. It's really more what you do when you gather. And so my exhortation would be, as people get together to express their convictions, their strong emotions, that they not forget the importance of following these guidelines so that we don't have another tragedy added to the one that we're protesting.
All right, if there's nothing more, then we will call it a day. Thank you very much. And yes, Mike.